Hi, marketers, business owners, and listeners. Welcome to 5 Tips with TechWise. I'm Emily Burke, the content manager at TechWise. And for this first week, I'm going to be hosting our podcast. In this podcast, we're going to share digital marketing tips, how-tos, and industry news that made headlines across the web this month. So in this first edition of 5 Tips, we'll start by highlighting common SEO mistakes in blogs. Next up, we're going to be bringing in TechWise's very own paid search director, Tyson Huggins, to discuss best practices for PPC audience segmentation. And after that, we'll shift gears to discuss landing page mistakes to avoid. We're going to top this pod off with advice from Dariana Lozano of Social Media Week and Rachel Davidson of Marketing Insiders Group. The first article we want to highlight is titled, 5 Easy to Miss SEO Blogs Make. Pardon me, 5 easy-to-miss SEO mistakes that blogs make. Author Christopher Jones shares the importance of keyword optimization. Jones recommends sticking to informational, long-tail keywords in your blog content. You can do this by offering your readers tips, hacks, and how-tos. But be careful. Don't stuff your content with excessive keywords. And make sure the content is readable. Next up, we're switching our sights to the topic of paid ads. And for this segment, I am joined by our paid search director, Tyson Huggins. Hi, Ty.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so excited. We're having our very first podcast.
Absolutely.
Here.
Inaugural. And I made it to the first one.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. And hi to everyone out there listening. Thanks for, checking us out.
Yeah. Thanks for joining. The article we picked out for one of our roundups this month on the topic of PPC or paid ads was written by Ilya Sharapakin, Executive Director at Acronym Digital Marketing Agency in New York. The article is titled, 5 Ideas to Take Your PPC Audience Strategy to the Next Level. Ty, with a huge topic like that, what are your thoughts on this article?
I thought it was a great article, really informative, lots of good thoughts there. Just about, going on that, beyond that initial paid search, where we're just capturing intent. So it really jumped into, where AdWords in particular, when it was mostly focused on AdWords, is really going with their audience targeting. So segmenting just outside of those, those chunky fathead keywords that everyone wants to capitalize on. I thought it was a great article, and I think maybe I'll just go through the 5 tips themselves and just give our listeners just a little bit of an idea of what the article is about.
Very cool.
All right. So, the first step or the first tip here for segmentation is using something called RLSA. So for our listeners out there, RLSA stands for Remarketing List for Search Ads. Basically think about it like this. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with remarketing. So when we do remarketing, we're dropping that cookie onto the browser's page, and then we're going to show them some display ads later. What remarketing lists for search ads allow you to do is take that remarketing list that you have in your AdWords campaign and actually customize them for search ads. So how this would work is we can create bid adjustments on people that have already visited our website. So where this would really come into play, we can create segments like, users that have visited our page in the past 5 days, or people that have converted on specific pages. So this is a way to kind of bid up and also change your message. So you can have different ad copy for the different users, how they interact. So that was one. That was the first one, remarketing list for search ads. If you haven't checked that out yet, you should definitely check that out because it can really help with your campaigns. Secondly, what else are you using for your audience list? So a big thing that you could use is in Google, they have something called Customer Match. We can run this for display campaigns. And what this is we can take an actual email list that you've populated, maybe from your prospects, maybe from your sales list, and you can plug that in to Customer Match right into the Google platform. So this is great. We're reaching users that have already shown interest in our product. This will work great, especially with something like AdWords Gmail ads, where we see really good click-through rates. So that's another thing is use the information that you already have. Thirdly is creating lists based on your site sections, right? So let's not, you know, let's move past the initial thing. When remarketing came out, it was all about, I just want to show people ads that have been to my site. And that was great. It was a general kind of remarketing idea, but people got smarter and started to segment more granularly. So, you know, let's actually target people that have gone to specific pages, control those audiences, and control the message. So a perfect example of this would be, you know, products or services that are, you know, very specific compared to the rest of them that a company offers. You don't want to just show them a general banner with your, you know, with your logo, with your brand, with your tagline. You want to show them that specific service, and that's going to increase those conversion rates. It's definitely going to increase click-through rate because people were on that page and they were interested in that, and you served them an ad that was relevant.
You know, it seems like all of these ladder up to taking advantage of things that are already at your fingertips.
Absolutely.
Resources you already have, and why not use those to better target your audience?
For sure. I think it's really been a shift the last couple of years in just setting up a simple paid search campaign with, like I mentioned before, those fat keywords and just letting that run. The smarter we get with data, the better we can, you know, create these more niche specific campaigns that really speak to the user, you know, individually. So the fourth point, and I don't know if this is it, I don't think this is available in Canada yet. In fact, I don't think it's available yet. It's actually a closed beta. So it's not that I don't think, I actually know that it's not available. So this would be in-market audiences for search. So anyone that's used Google Display Network before and has run display ads through Google is familiar with in-market audiences. An in-market audience is an audience that is actually showing interest in a specific product. So let's say I was, you know, looking for a new hockey stick. You know, I like to play hockey. So my search history, you know, the pages that I've visited could demonstrate that I am in market for that new product. So this, what Google is interested in doing is bringing these audiences to search. That's going to be a really, really big influence. That's going to change up strategies for sure. And we're all stay tuned to seeing when this opens up. And just one more tactic here is just in general, how do you structure your campaigns? So we mentioned before those fat keywords, maybe you're running with multiple locations, and the way that you're structured up is just, you're trying to, you know, bite off too much, a little more than you can chew. The last tip in this article is to think about that when you're structuring your campaigns. Are you adopting that audience-centric mindset when you're actually setting these up? So think about how detailed, how granular your services are, how specific your locations are. Remember, we can only control location at the campaign setting level. So you want to really break in there and make sure that if you're, you know, you're, the way you're spending dollars is analogous to how detailed your campaign is. That's going to allow you to pull those levers and really handle the messaging. So our last tip, or the last tip from this article at least, is to just adopt that mindset. Stop setting up the simple campaign that takes 10 minutes. Take that view from 10,000 feet. Think about your user, where they are, what product they want to see, and how they're going to convert. So I think that's just a really top level review of the article. It's a great read. It should only take, you know, 5 to 10 minutes. And we saw that there's definitely some value in there, and we think our listeners will see that too.
Yeah, I think all around it's some great top level advice. And, you know, you finished off there on the subject of just conversion and keeping conversion top of mind. Mm-hmm. And that actually takes us into our next article.
Nice segue, Emily.
Thank you so much. You know, I was watching out for that one. this month, Beth Osborne from JeffBulis.com intrigued us with her article titled 5 Landing Page Mistakes That Are Sabotaging Your Chances at Conversion. Everyone loves talking landing pages because they should mean one thing, more conversions, right? Well, wrong. The wrong landing page can have your page visitors running for the hills, and you have a very short window of opportunity to capture your visitors' attention. So the hot tip of the week, Don't have overly complicated forms on your landing page. Visitors hate forms. They want to fill out the minimum amount of info. We know that. Nurture your leads and make the user experience a great one to keep those leads converting and to keep your business in full swing.
You're definitely preaching my gospel right now, Emily. That's if the one thing that we see definitely on the paid media team is really barriers to entry on landing pages can do more harm. You do have a landing page, but I mean, it even links to the last article that I was talking about is, where are you pointing? How are you segmenting? What do those people want to see? Control that message. It's all about that. And, making the user's journey with as little barrier to entry as possible. So definitely, I agree wholeheartedly there.
Yeah, I know that's something that Ty preaches around the TechWise floor often, really, really thinking about the conversion points and keeping that top of mind with mm-hmm. any strategy, certainly.
I think if you guys hear the analogy, I can lead the horse to water one more time.
Yeah.
That somebody's going to throw something at me, for sure. I'll be wary of that.
Yeah. Well, we'll move on here to our social media post that we pulled out this month. Dariana Lozano from Social Media Week introduced us to an exciting new term in the social media world. Get ready for it. Snackable content. Think snacks, guys. They are delicious, and they keep you coming back for more. Essentially, that's what snackable content is. Incredible visuals and engaging assets on social media that make you think, if I don't share this right now, I don't know what I'll do with myself. Just like any delicious snack. I mean, this is obviously an exaggeration, but people should really want to share your content. Like, they should really want to. So it's time to start adding snackable content into your social media diet. Encourage your followers to take a bite.
I like that.
That one comes to us from the writing of our social media strategist, Ann Booth.
She's an avid snacker.
Big on snacks.
Okay.
And big on social media.
There we go.
Yeah.
Perfect storm here.
In the world of content marketing, the tip that we're bringing you guys that really stuck with us this month was all about creating awesome content that not only bolsters your marketing strategy, but also helps your sales team bring in leads and meet their goals. Why not kill two birds with one stone, right? Meet your content needs, but also support your sales team and your sales goals. Rachel Davidson lays this out really clearly in her article for the Marketing Insiders Group. In which she encourages a more collaborative approach across the sales and marketing teams. So that's it, marketers. I just want to thank Tyson for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks to everyone out there for listening to the September issue of 5 Tips with TechWise. We hope you'll join us next month for another recap of advice from industry experts. And don't forget to, check out TechWise's blog. Follow us on the old gram. We'd love to see your comments on our Facebook page. We look forward to hearing from you all.